I'll go ahead and show you the process of adding a new sermon. You just go to the Sermon Manager. This is All Things Your Sermons. Click on the Create New Sermon button. You have the ability to upload audio, video, or PDF. There's a quick and advanced method of uploading. I'll just go ahead and show you the quick one. You can see that's uploading, and of course you can upload an audio separately. While that's going on, you have the ability to type in your sermon details, like the title and the speaker. We'll just go ahead and call this. And by the way, the actual media uploaded, as you can see, it says it's processing the upload. This is our tracker. This is where you can see it in the pipeline on our side. Since the media has uploaded, you can exit this page. This tracker is just there for your own benefit, so you can see where it is in the pipeline. There's our title. This is a best practice. If the title is going a bit long like this, you see that the short title pops up. This thing right here, short title, that pops up when the title gets a little long. So I'll go ahead and make it shorter again. You see how that went away? You really need to stick in a short title. That's why we say recommended. What you need to do is you need to copy this and put a short version of that title. If you don't do that, then all over on your site, you will see a malformed title that just have maybe like that. So half the word will be cut off and whatever. It'll have the ellipsis and the dots, but it'd be better if you provided a proper title. And we use the short title when we just don't have the space to put the whole title in. Of course, the speaker. If you don't have a photo with your speaker, please send it to us. Send it to us, info@sermonaudio or photos@sermonaudio, and we'll get it up there for you. You can select your language. It is important for you to select the proper event category because a lot of people find their materials by the category. So please do select the proper event, even if it's Sunday a.m. or p.m. That's nice to have that distinction just so that people know, oh, that was the evening service. Particularly important if it's a funeral or a wedding, a podcast, Q&A, anything that's children-related, an audio book. These are the different kinds of content that we have. Maybe you didn't realize you can put up an audio book. It is highly recommended that you attach a Bible reference to every sermon or every piece of media that you upload because a lot of people search by reference. Try to be specific. Try to get right down to a single verse if possible. That is the way that you will show up in the relevant searches. This is just a test, so I'll just go ahead and remove that for now. But in case you're wondering, you know, I typed in John 3:16 there. But if you're in a different language, if you switch languages here to a different language, these are the ones that we support today. And by the way, we can keep adding to this list if there's a need for it. But if you were to switch to a different language, not only does everything on this page change, all the labels, all the text changes to that language, which is great. But even the Bible references, you can see it in that language. And this is not something that people think about. It took some effort for us to get this working. And so I just wanted to make sure you knew about that. Very nice to have keywords that are relevant. So these are some of the best practices. Be sure to put a Bible reference, event category. Have a speaker with a photo. If your photo's not there, please send it to us. Make sure you put in the short title. So the media made it. So here's the media. And it's uploaded and it's all processed. And you can actually see it here. And it all looks good. And what you'll see down here, you can save it as a draft, which is fine. You can just save it just like that. But it doesn't actually show up on the site yet. So if I'm on the site, you'll see it's not actually there yet. And that's because we did not publish it. And so we have a concept of publishing material. You can publish it right away, or you can actually schedule it. This is very helpful for people who have time-sensitive content like radio broadcasts that they want to have scheduled. You can go ahead and check on this copyright box and then hit publish, and that'll put it out there.